and it is an embarrassment of riches for cult fans of the TV show Full House. You know who you are. First, Netflix says it's planning a reboot of the 90s show starring most of the previous cast, but also this Saturday, unauthorized Full House debuts. It's supposed to show the raunchy world behind the scenes of the wholesome family show. It's airing on Lifetime, which gave the same treatment last year to another 90s TV show, Saved by the Bell. Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we're in for on Saturday.
Well, what you're in for is sort of a mediocre made-for-TV movie that goes behind the scenes of Full House to tell you a lot of things that maybe you probably already know if you're a big fan of this show. So if you have watched Full House and you know anything about the actors who starred in it, you know that Bob Saget, for example, was a really dirty stand-up comic who somehow fell into this innocent family-oriented sitcom. You know that Dave Coulier wasn't necessarily the sharpest knife in the drawer.
And was the subject of the Alanis Morissette song "You Ought to Know," I think, right?
Yeah. And you know that John Stamos dated a lot of women, which is basically sort of the subplots of this movie. But, you know, if you're nostalgic for Full House and you're nostalgic for something that purports to tell you what happened behind the scenes, I guess it's something you might want to check out.
A rousing endorsement. Let's listen to a clip from the film. Here it is.
It's taking forever to get through one kid scene with no audience. How do you expect to get through an entire season?
I say we hire a bunch of strippers and install a pole right here.
What's a stripper?
Hopefully a career path you will never have to follow.
Bob!
Eric, how many of the interactions that we see in this are actually true, do you think?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that Lifetime's executives have done a lot of press where they say that these movies, these unauthorized movies, are kind of a love letter to the series. So they don't try to dramatize rumors that are particularly nasty or that are unsubstantiated. So, for example, in Bob Saget's case, you know, he wrote a book about his life where he talked about trying to get used to making this transition from being a really sort of salty and blue stand-up comic to being a star of this sort of family-oriented sitcom and what a difficult transition that was. So I would bet that most of these interactions have actually happened or some form of them have actually happened. I've met Bob Saget several times, and I can tell you that he is pretty much like you heard in that scene in real life.
Okay, well, we're talking about a show that is going to be airing on Lifetime. And it brings me to another show that has to do with reality TV that has been airing on Lifetime. It's called Unreal. It's done pretty well with critics overall. It's basically a dark satire of one of these Bachelor shows. Here's a little clip of it.
Faith, you're absolutely right. What Adam needs is a real partner in this, someone who will really dig their hands into the project, not just some diva who will go shopping and pick out swatches for him.
Agreed. Adam needs a strong, confident woman by his side. It'd be awful if he ended up with some sad sack with a dead daddy that can't keep her dinner down.
And Eric, full disclosure, I don't watch Lifetime, but I did happen to watch this show. I thought it was very good, but also something that I would not expect on Lifetime. What's going on here?
Well, you know, this is a show, it's a scripted show that, again, takes you behind the scenes of a reality show. And that clip you heard was two participants on the show kind of coming up against each other and competing for the affections of the bachelor-like guy at the center of it. What Lifetime is doing is trying to draw new audiences to the channel. It's become known as this home for women in peril movies, and it does very well, for example, with middle-aged women, which has been its target audience for a long time, but it wants a younger audience and it wants a new audience. And both these unauthorized behind-the-scenes movies and Unreal, which, as you said, has gotten a lot of good press from critics and has shaken up television a fair amount, that brings in a new audience. Even if it doesn't get a high rating, if it brings in people who don't normally watch the channel, then it's a good bet for Lifetime.
So back to the unauthorized Full House show. Judging by what you said before, it doesn't sound like you think it's necessarily worth watching.
Well, I would say only watch it if you are just desperate for some material relating to Full House. This is not a well-written movie. This is something they put together really quickly. Even the actor who plays John Stamos said he had about a week week to prepare for the role from being cast to shooting. So these things are thrown together kind of quickly. And the whole point is to generate some buzz, get people like us talking, and get, you know, a decent number of younger people who don't normally watch Lifetime to check out the channel. And in that sense, I think it's going to be successful. But I personally would not subject myself to this unless there was absolutely nothing else on television.
Except it's part of your job, so you have to. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.